Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. As we pointed out yesterday on yesterday's call, you're in sales. Even if you've never sold a product, a good, or a service, you're in sales. Every day, you're selling yourself. Getting people to buy into your friendship, your political opinions, or the dreams you want to see fulfilled. You're also in sales when you invite someone to attend your church, learn more about Jesus. So everybody needs to understand more about experiencing success in sales. Before we finish the teaching, we're going to do a brief review. Number one, create a sales confession. Let's talk about how to avoid the appointment hesitation, which finds a salesperson driving around somebody's house several times before building up their courage to make their scheduled appointment. Yesterday, we shared the importance of having a sales confession to overcome appointment hesitation. We recommend you begin this confession 10 to 30 minutes before each appointment. And we gave you an example of what you could do, but you make it your own. That way it'll be more personal and more effective. Something like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I clear my thoughts and I take captive anything that would exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. I command my subconscious mind to get in line with the Word of God. I pray that I walk in strength, joy, love, confidence, and the irresistible charm of Jesus will flow through me so that Bev Harry will see the value of my product and make a decision to buy it today. Thank you, Father, for feeling your presence, your confidence during this sales call. Hallelujah and amen.
And I'm sold, honey. Yay, on you. Number two, compliment other salesmen. Yesterday, we also talked about the importance of complimenting others when they've done something right and with excellence or virtue or value. And here are seven facts about compliments. First, our compliments should be based on fact, obviously. And we gave you 2 Corinthians 10:7, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 7, in God's Word translation.
Second, your compliments must be genuine and heartfelt. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified.
Third, compliments mean that we pay attention to other people and care about them. Philippians 2:4, Philippians 2, verse 4, and Romans 12:10, Romans 12, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible.
Fourth, they mean you recognize and appreciate the effort of others. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Classic Amplified Bible.
Fifth, compliments give us and the other person receiving them kind of a warm and an inner peace and a happiness, being able to spread joy in this world. Philippians 2, verses 1 through 4. We mentioned Philippians 2, verses 1 through 4 in the Living Bible.
Six, your compliments will affect not only the person receiving it, but others as well. My favorite scripture, Ephesians 6:8, and any translation to do, but we read the New International Version.
And seventh, compliments have a spiritual purpose. Ephesians 4:29 in the Classic Amplified is what we mentioned yesterday. And now let's pick up where we left off.
Hallelujah. Number three, follow up with satisfied customers, either through calls, emails, text, we're using appropriate ideas, maybe even a video. I mean, technology has changed so much.
That's true.
It's important to remember, and we pointed this out yesterday, that in sales, repeat customers and referrals are key to a person's future success. You not only want the person to feel good at the time they purchase your product or service, but we said that we want them to become the president of your WOMM. WOMM, which stands for word of mouth marketing. When your customers feel good about an experience with you, they'll tell their friends. It's human nature. A month, 3 months, 6 months after the sale, contact the person you sold the product to. Just tell them that they were on your mind. In a real sense, they should be, as you should always be praying for the person who helped you achieve a goal. Now, number four, baby.
Be enthusiastic about your product and completely understand its benefits. If you can get your prospective customer or client to feel the way you do about a product, that client is going to buy that product. Because that's the value of knowledgeable agent with genuine enthusiasm. In everything you do, see to it that you work with real enthusiasm in what you're doing. Here are two powerful thoughts to help us understand more clearly what enthusiasm really means. We learned this years ago when we were actually in sales.
And we share it from time to time.
And we have shared it. You know, it says the last four letters of the word enthusiasm are IASM. IASM, and they stand for I am sold myself. You can really have enthusiasm when you are sold yourself. And second, this is amazing. The word enthusiasm literally means God within. When we allow the greater one within us to stir our greatest desire for excellence, then we'll have the motivation we need to do the job before us. In Ephesians 6, verse 7 in the New Living Translation, it says, work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
Hallelujah.
That will definitely change your work experience no matter what you do. When we realize that we're working for the Lord and commit our best to Him, He will bless the work of our hands. Psalm 37, verse 5 in the New Living Translation says, commit everything you do to the Lord, trust Him, and He will help you. Hallelujah.
Amen, baby. Number five, sales goals. Decide exactly what you want in a specific area and write it down as clearly as possible. All goals, especially sales goals, should be measurable and specific. And I just thank you, Lord. It just stirred in me. Somebody said, well, I'm not in sales. Yeah, yes, you are. You know, write down the number of people you'd like to talk to each week about Jesus. Even if it's just one, have a goal. If somebody you meet, you're going to talk about Jesus. Somebody you meet, you're going to be able to encourage them. Hallelujah. That just stirred in me. But back to sales, and that is still sales. If you're unsure to begin with, write down what you feel you'd like to achieve. The point is not perfection at this time. It's to just get started, and it will become clearer as you move forward. If you want your goals to come true, you need to write them down as specifically as you can and decide a timeline for each. Ask yourself, where do you want to be next month, 6 months? A year, 2 years, 5 years from now, write it down. It may be that you need to find a quiet place from the distractions, smartphones, tablets, text messages, other human diversions. If you're serious about goal setting, it needs to be a matter of prayer. What would God have you do? Seek His face and direction. It's important that you rise above the current circumstances, situations that you view as problems. Stop seeing things the way they are and begin to see them with the eye of faith. Nothing is impossible with God. That's why making goals is so important for your future success. It makes you think outside your current situation.
Amen. Six, clearly defined plan. Last Christmas, we had all of our children coming, and it was going to be a glorious event, except for the fact that we are very busy people. So I made a plan, a clearly defined plan, and I started about April to make sure that I could get all the gifts that I needed for all the kids and all the grandkids, have them wrapped, have them fixed, knew exactly what I was going to do for a tree, knew exactly what I was going to do each step of the way, so that actually, even after Christmas, I remember my daughter saying to me, "Mom, I don't know how in the world you were able to get everything done, and there was so much to do." You know what it was? A clearly defined plan.
Absolutely.
When you write it down, every single step necessary to achieve the goal. In starting a business, this is called a business plan. But in whatever goal it is, in whatever you're doing, it's called a critical path to where you want to end up. In other words, it's the goal line. You start by saying this is what you want to have done, and then you work backwards and decide what dates it's going to take to achieve that particular goal. In Habakkuk 2, it says, write the vision and make it plain. The make it plain part is the critical part of your success. One of the most successful characteristics of millionaires is that they write down their goals. Let me say that again. The successful characteristics of a millionaire is the fact that they write down their goals. Keeping it in your head is okay, but it's not good enough. What do you think of a business plan that doesn't have written records? So we need to make our list, carry it with us in whatever, you know, form is best for us to keep up with it, and then do what it takes to keep those goals in front of us every day. When you write something down, it makes it serious. And I also suggest that you check your goals a couple times a day, once in the morning maybe, and maybe midday or before you go to bed at night. Review progress. Make sure that you've done something that day toward that goal. And this step is important no matter what you're in, no matter if it's sales of yourself or sales in business.
Or planning for Christmas.
There you go. You just keep those goals before you and know exactly that you're on the right track.
Number 7. Sales victory chart. Simply said, you got to inspect what you expect to prevent defects if you want to be perfect in your plan. As we were preparing this teaching, we came across Lamentations 3:40. Lamentations 3:40, New Living Translation. Instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. In monitoring our progress, we'll find in any turning from the Lord or minimizing our time with Him will adversely affect our progress. That's why monitoring or self-examination is one of the most important things we can do. 1 Timothy 4:15. 1 Timothy 4:15, New Living Translation. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself in your task so that everyone will see your progress. Focus. It's a key to critical success. It's critical to your success of your daily plan, which impacts the success of the decisions you make and the actions you take.
That's right.
Checking your progress every day around lunchtime, making any necessary adjustments, also will help ensure your success. People may doubt or question what you say, but they'll believe what you do.
Amen.
You might want to go over all these keys to success again, make them applicable and for your situation and life, and just see how good things turn around for you.
Amen.
Go to HaroldHerring.com, check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching and the ministry, up at the top where it says soul seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, that's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.